The Interior Ministry announced it was banning a small far-left group on Wednesday, saying its manifesto violated the Czech constitution. An Interior Ministry spokeswoman said the group, the Communist Youth Association, was striving to replace the private ownership of the means of production with nationalization, which it said was unconstitutional. So was the ban fair? My colleague Rob Cameron spoke to Dr. Josef Skala, who acts as foreign policy advisor to the Communist Party.
I think it's really a shameful witch hunt. Any Democrat, not only a Marxist, should ask a question, what sort of danger these 600 young girls and guys do represent, say, for democracy in Czech Republic, only because of they claim what the original Christians, let's say, were claiming. The question is how democratic, I mean, the right-wing forces in this country can be. What is their relation to democracy?
Well, you say democracy there, but we also have something here called the Constitution, and the Interior Ministry says that the movement was banned because it was trying to replace the system of private ownership of the means of production and replace it with nationalisation, and that goes against the Czech Constitution.
First of all, could you show me one civilised country where people who have an alternative opinion, but there is not a single drop of blood on their hands, no violence, nothing similar, are banned simply for their opinions? Secondly, it's very doubtful that this is against the Constitution. The Constitution is ensuring everybody, let's say, a freedom of speech, a freedom of opinion, and so on. Did these youngsters make a single practical deed which would violate anything? Really, can anybody show me one practical deed and compare it with the right-wing rowdies, the rednecks, which are, let's say, applying violence in the streets of Czech Republic with fascist symbols and all of this? I mean, and they are surviving, nobody's banning them. That's, I think, a very interesting comparison, isn't it?
The association was warned, though, by the Interior Ministry last year. Surely the fact that they have now been banned, they really have no one else to blame but themselves.
No, they provided the explanations. I don't know to which extent you are informed. The youngsters, they paid a visit to the Deputy Minister of Interior. There was even quite a satisfactory preliminary reaction from the Ministry of Interior. And everybody was feeling that even the authorities somehow understand that it would be better to retreat, let's say, from this shameful story.
Are you not worried, though, Dr. Skala, that this case could be a kind of prelude to a ban on the actual Communist Party of Bohemian Moravia, which many people are calling for?
I will tell you something else. Now, with this stalemate on the Czech political scene, believe me, all the political parties, including the most right-wing, I mean parliamentary parties, are seeking for a reasonable compromise with communists. So this is a double face. This is Janus, you know. They're shouting something, I mean, to the screens, and beyond the scene, they're seeking for our support. I know what I speak about, believe me.
Rob Cameron was discussing the Interior Ministry decision to ban the Communist Youth Association with Dr. Josef Skala, a foreign policy advisor to the Communist Party.